I'm Allison Kaskowski, otherwise known as the Allison K. I'm a fitness innovator and entrepreneur turned business mentor and retreat master. A client experience is more than just making the sale or the transaction. A client experience is about how it's put together so that clients can receive amazing real transformation. Here you'll hear all about how the industry leaders are creating amazing experiences. I'm always going to give it to you straight because I know your time is valuable. Are you ready? Let's get into the show.
Hey everybody, it's Allison Kaskowski. Thank you for joining me for another edition of Creating the World's Best Client Experiences. I'm super excited as always to be here with you on this Thursday. And thank you for choosing to spend some of your time with me. So today, what I want to do is talk to you a little bit about really a couple of things. One is I want to talk about some of the changes that I'm seeing online with how hybrid businesses in particular, since that's what we teach here at CU Fitness, are positioning themselves and what that has to do with you as a business owner. The reason I want to talk about this is that I'm always very curious as to what works for other businesses, but why they're doing it. Because I really feel like with the way the business landscape changes so quickly, almost all the time, that I think it's just really important to bear in mind that there's not really one way to do it. And in a lot of my conversations with a lot of you, if you're brick and mortar or online, one or the other, but maybe not both yet, this is really what I'm hearing is that, well, we're doing it this way and it's working. So it's almost like that is a train of thought that's keeping you from exploring adding something else. And I just cannot overemphasize how short-sighted that is. And look, you're certainly entitled, if that's you, to your opinion and your belief around it. That is absolutely your right. But it's 2024, and as we look ahead to the future, I think it's really short-sighted and quite frankly foolish to think that you've got it all figured out now. And that there's not really another way or another way that actually could work. Some of the most successful people I know in business today are open to doing things a number of different ways. And I just will leave it at that. And I just returned from a pretty amazing event down in Dallas. It's called Raise the Bar. It was put on by two of my colleagues who are also in the health and fitness industry. And this was a smallish event, around 200 people, which I really think is a miss mark for a lot of people who do events. Whether you're in the retreat space, the event space, or maybe you do both, or maybe you're a networking person and you do a lot of that. I think there's a lot of focus on really big events. Oh, there were thousands of people there. People think like Tony Robbins, right? Like thousands and thousands of people, or Brendan Burchard or somebody else. And look, those kind of events are amazing. I've been to a lot of them in my career, but I got to be honest with you. I feel like the smaller events are really the wave of the future. And I think there's a whole lot that can happen at these smaller events that can be a lot more impactful for you as a business owner, not just in your personal development, but as far as your bottom line goes when you get home. Because a lot of these events are really good for making really long-lasting connections, which ultimately can help you build your audience and your community online. Because look, it takes a village to build a really successful business. If you've been following me for any length of time, you know that that's not anything new that you're hearing me say. It's just something that I think is more and more becoming the truth rather than just an opinion, okay? And then the second thing I want to talk about are just a couple of thoughts around this idea of branding yourself online. I do think a lot of coaches now are talking about branding very loosely, and I think that while they may mean well, I think that branding really goes so much beyond like a website and a logo and your colors and your copy and how you're positioning yourself. I think real branding goes a lot further than that. And I attended a pretty amazing presentation by a colleague of mine, Dr. Shante Cofield. Some of you may be familiar and know who she is. She calls herself the Movement Maestro, and I'm giving her a big shout out here. She has a fantastic Instagram feed if you want to go over and follow her, the Movement Maestro. She's all things Instagram and is a genius. And she did this really cool presentation where she talked about branding like the dials on, like, say, an oven or a dials on your entertainment system or the dials that you find in your car. You use the dials when you want to turn things up or turn things down. And the way she classified it is she felt like there were really four big dials when you're online that you really need to be attuned to. And of course, branding was one of them. And I just had some of my own thoughts around those that I thought I would share with you as well. So in general, I've really got three basic overall takeaways that I want for you to walk away with today. So if you just want to settle in, maybe if you want to take a few notes, or maybe you want to bookmark this episode and listen to it at a later date, this is one of those that I think you could really come back and listen to again, and it might really land for you differently each time. So just keep that in mind as I go through what I'm going to share with you today. I'm actually headed out this weekend to the Real Coaches Summit out in Las Vegas, and I'm sure I'm going to have some takeaways from that as well. So I really think that when you really get in the trenches and you talk to a lot of people who are at these events, people who make the rounds, you really learn, you really not only learn a lot about what's happening in the industry, but you really get your finger more on the pulse of what other coaches are saying and what's working for their people. Because there usually are some similarities. And, you know, I think we tend to think that our clients and our audiences are vastly different from other people, but a lot of people in our audience really aren't. And I do think that it's really important to have an understanding about what else is going on out there, not so that you can get ideas, because you absolutely want to be authentic to yourself. But I think it's always a good pulse check as to where you think things are heading in your niche or in your industry, whatever that is. Okay. So let me just start off by sharing what I think are some of the big changes that I'm noticing online. This is really going to become a lot more of a concern, I think, in a couple of months. You know, starting the end of April, there are going to be some changes as to how Facebook in particular allows you to stream. So if you're streaming live, you know, using a platform other than Facebook like Zoom, StreamYard, or any of those, there are going to be some major changes coming down the pipe. Okay. So you're just going to want to be very aware of that. And the reason that I mention this is that I think anytime there's a big technology change is that it really sort of forces you to take a step back and kind of evaluate, okay, how am I presenting myself to my audience? How am I presenting myself to people who don't know me, people who aren't working with me yet, but maybe people who are kind of lurking and sitting in the background and just watching? Okay. Because I think anytime, not just a technology update, but anytime there are changes, I think we really want to make sure that we don't lose sight of that. Okay. And I've had a lot of conversations with coaches over the last couple of weeks about this. And there's a lot of concern as to, well, I don't know how I'm going to stream because I really like what this platform does. It really allows me to, you know, make my content so much more accessible to people. And look, if that's you, that's great. Okay. But let me just say, there's no technology platform that's going to allow you to, you know, come across as more of your authentic self. Okay. It's just not going to happen. And so what we want to always make sure that we're doing is that we are sharing things about us. Because there's one thing I know for sure over the last couple of years is that people want to know who you are. They want to know about your life. They want to know about the choices that you're making and why you're making them. They want to know why you do things the way you do them. People literally want to feel like they know us before they start working with us. And I really think, especially today, with it seems like there's updates all the time with social media, whatever online platform you're using, there are changes to in email programs all the time. And I just think we really want to keep an eye on that and just make sure that whatever changes come around, that it doesn't take that away from us. Okay. That you always want to keep in mind that people still want to know you. Okay. It doesn't really. So really what was coming up for me as I was having these conversations is that a lot of people don't care about the bells and whistles like we do. They don't care about necessarily about how things look or that we're on the latest up-to-date platform or that we're using the best technology. I mean, we want to look and sound good, right? We don't want to look like we're in a wind tunnel, and we want to make sure that people can clearly understand what we're saying. But really, the long and the short of it is that we want to be sharing about us and we want to relate to people like a real human being. And I'm going to get into this a little bit more in one of my other points when I talk about what those four dials in your branding are and what my takeaways from that were as a business owner. But it just really made me stop and think, you know what? It really doesn't matter what changes are coming around. It's that we still want to be relatable to people. People want to still feel like they know us. So that was one takeaway that I had. Okay. The second takeaway was that, you know, and I'll get into these branding dials in just a moment, but I want to expand upon this being relatable aspect. Okay. Why is it that people want to feel like they can relate to us? I really think that a big part of it is that so many people online have been burned. People have bought things that haven't produced. People have been promised things, and then that promise is not delivered. And there are coaches overselling themselves and promising the sun, moon, and stars. And then at the end of the day, you know, people are not getting the results that they're promised. And it's really leaving a sour taste in, you know, a lot of people's mouths, if I'm being honest. Okay. I have conversations with people regularly, and this is what I hear. I just had a conversation with a gal last week who was a guest on my show. We had just recorded and we were getting into a conversation, and she told me that a business coach had sold her into a $25,000 program that did anything that really didn't deliver at all. And she was very disenchanted. And so I just listened to her talk a little bit, and we kind of talked about a couple of, you know, ways that she could. And I was asking, like, well, you know, what kinds of things were you trying to do, and who is your audience? And I was trying to get more familiar. And I wasn't doing that so that I could sell her on working with me. That thought didn't even cross my mind. But what was curious to me is how much people will try to oversell themselves. And I really think that it's on us as business owners and as consumers too, to do our due diligence and say, okay, what can I expect for this? And, you know, we just have to be our own advocate, right? And, you know, it's really important that if you feel like something's not right, that you address that. And so as a result of all that, people are taking longer to make buying decisions. I've noticed that too. And a lot of other people that I know in the coaching space have noticed that. So, you know, my second point with all this is that not only do people want to know you, but, and that they want you to share things about yourself. They want to feel like they can relate to you as a human being. And, you know, if you're feeling like you're being oversold, you probably are. Okay. I guess that's the best way I can put it. So I think you really have to be your own advocate. And it's unfortunate that so many people out there have been burned and they're taking longer to make buying decisions. But I think that's an opportunity for us to kind of reframe how we're positioning what it is that we do and just understand that there are going to be people that might be really excited about the possibility of working with you, but they're just not ready to make another decision. And I think we're taught, at least a lot of people that I know in the coaching industry, are taught that, you know, we need to try to quote unquote close the sale, which I think is complete and total bullshit. Okay. I think really our job as a coach, if we get someone on a call with us and they're inquiring as to how they can work with us, is to ask as many questions as we can and try to be clear on what we think they're looking for, number one. And number two, help them make a decision. Okay. We don't have to convince anyone to work with us. And if you're in the business of having conversations and you're convincing people to work with you, I think that's a big problem. Okay. I just feel like it's not up to us to close the sale. It's up to us to receive the sale. And if you're in what's called receivership energy, that's an energy of being very calm and relaxed and confident in what it is that you do. And all you're doing is conveying the value of what it's like to work with you. And then whomever you're having the conversation with gets to decide if it's the best fit for them. Okay. And that, you know, when we learn to master that, we really are being relatable to people. Okay. Because we're showing that we're human and we're showing that we care about them and we're showing that, you know, it's really important that we, you know, be able to give people the information that they need so they can make the best decision for themselves. Okay. So that was my second point that I wanted to share about being online is that, you know, be a human being. You know, I mean, when you're in the receiver energy, there's no pushing. There's no trying to close the sale. There's no, today's the last day. I mean, even if today is the last day, you want to respect the fact that people are where they are. And it's really up to us to help them get to a certain place, whether that's a yes to work with you or it's a no, I'm not ready. Okay. It's not up to us to try to change the dynamic once they get to that point. Okay. So, and I know some of you may disagree with me on that, but that approach almost always never does me wrong. And so some people that I know say, I'm willing to go die on that hill. Okay. I just think that there's enough salesiness going on that we don't need to be adding to it. Okay. So just remember that in your conversations and how you show up online. And then the last point that I want to make, and this is really more about the four branding dials. In this presentation, Shante was talking about the four branding dials. She was talking about branding, executing, relating, and transacting. Okay. And what she was saying is that the way the way branding is actually taught, it's taught because, you know, you want to leave people with a certain impression about you, right? It's a certain, what does it feel like to work with you? What does it feel like to be in your community? What does it feel like to be in a program of yours? And so when we do that, when we take on that energy as a coach, what we're doing is we're painting a picture of what it's like to work with us. And there's nothing wrong with that. I mean, I do that in a lot of my copy too, especially if you have a specific process that you teach or a specific, you know, system that you teach. I think it's important that you outline what that looks like because number one, there's a ton of competition out there now. There's a lot of people that are sounding very similar. Okay. And so it's important that you distinguish yourself from all those people. But number two is that you want to come across as real and authentic, like you're actually an expert and you know what you're talking about, that you didn't just make something up out of thin air and say, this is my system. Okay. And unfortunately, there's some of that going around too. But what she was saying is that the whole order of that is taught wrong. And really the takeaway for me was, don't be so quick to go into the getting the sale and showing that you're really smart and that you know your stuff that you forget to be a real human being. Okay. So, you know, relate to people first, build a relationship. This is what is missing right now in the coaching space is this actual process of building relationships. I have people that have reached out to work with me after they've known me for 2 or 3 years and followed me online. It just takes people sometimes that long to make a decision. And it's up to us to demonstrate why we're not like everybody else. Okay. So what if it takes a little longer to build a relationship with somebody? It will pay off in the end. Okay. This is what coming at something from a place of service is. Now, on the other hand, you know, we want to make sure that we position ourselves if we are the best fit for somebody and we feel like from what someone's looking for, that we are qualified to help them. I think we're doing people a disservice when we don't make an offer. But there's a difference between that and simply saying, here, I can help you buy my stuff. Okay. I do think there has to be a runway there. And so what was really coming up for me as she was talking about these branding dials is that relating needs to be number one. Okay. Then I think it's important that you demonstrate that you're credible. Okay. So you want to talk about your system, what it is that you teach, what it is that you stand for, the things that you don't stand for. You know, what are some of the wins that some of your clients have had? This is what establishes you as a real expert, not just somebody that's done something and gotten results. And now you're trying to teach it, which happens a lot too. Okay. And it's only then that I think you want to get into the branding and the actual transacting, which is the asking for the sale. Okay. So really the long and the short of this third takeaway is that don't forget to be a real person, build the relationship, show that you care, check in from time to time, get to know somebody, you know, help point them in the right direction if they're looking for a specific something that you can't do. Okay. So be a human. Right? Be a human, build a relationship, build a friendship, whatever you want to call it. It will always do you good. That's what my coach calls making a deposit in the bank of good, right? That's making a deposit into the future the way that you like to see it, right? So you want to do that before you demonstrate that you're an expert. So don't try to convince people that you're super smart and you're the best person for the job, okay? People will know that immediately by the energy that you give off, okay? Sometimes the people who are the best at what they do also come across as very confident and they're not really trying to convince me how smart they are. Okay. I don't want to hear about your degrees and your credentials and how many years you've been in business and all of that. I want to know, first of all, that you're a real person and that you're a human and that you understand, because what that tells me is that you have a conscience, right? And that you have morals and that you're ethical and that you will, you know, show up and be a human being when I need you to be a human being, right? And then you want to position, you know, you definitely want to showcase your credibility, but that you shouldn't lead with that. Okay. That's my point. And I do think that that's missing a lot online. There's a lot of, we've been in business for 30 years. We're the real experts. There's nothing wrong with saying that, but you also want to show that you're human too. Okay. So let me just sum up those three takeaways for those of you that are building the hybrid model, that are, you know, trying to build your footprint more online, that you're trying to position, you know, what you do in the digital space versus the in-person space, is that, you know, remember that people still want to get to know you. They want to know that you're a real human. They want to know that you're just not some robot going through the motions trying to get the sale, right? Keep in mind too, point number two, that it's really important to be relatable, okay? That people have been burned and people are taking a lot longer to make decisions. And we have to understand that and respect that when we're having conversations with people. Okay. So from time to time, you know, send a follow-up. Hey, I was just wondering, how did that process work out for you? Let me know if I can help you with anything. Okay. I'm not asking for the sale when I do that. I'm genuinely interested and I want to know how somebody's doing. Okay. And then the last point is, keep in mind that branding yourself, part of branding yourself is showing that you can relate to people and that you can be a human being and that you can show that you care. And so I really think that we have to lead from that place rather than leading from a place of being an expert. Okay. You will show that you are an expert in the actions that you choose to do and how you present yourself. But we don't want to lose sight of that human element as well. Okay. So I hope this episode was helpful. I'll be sharing some takeaways from the Real Coaches Summit in 2 weeks when I am with you again. Next week, we will have a featured guest. And then the following week, I will share some takeaways with you from Vegas. I will be running into some of the same people, but there'll also be a lot of different people at this event. This is another smallish event as well. And then, of course, I'll be talking a little bit more about how you can join us in Key West at the Path to Profit Summit happening the end of May. This is where I'm going to be bringing in some people to share their strategies for how they're monetizing online and hopefully to help you create some strategies to help you monetize more what you're already doing online. Okay. So if that interests you, and besides, who needs a reason to go to Key West, right? If that interests you, we're running an amazing deal right now. Reach out to me. I'll send you the link. You can find the link in the show notes below. If you sign up just for the summit, you could save $100 when you use the code word hybrid. That's actually on our website, which you can find at www.theallisonk.com. When you pull up the homepage, you'll see it right there, Path to Profit Summit. If you would like to take advantage of one of our packages, and which includes the VIP days, which will actually give you an opportunity to workshop on your business and take advantage of some of our amazing retreat activities that we have planned for those days, you can save 10% on that when you use the code word SUMMIT10. Okay, so let me go back and review that. If you want to join us for the summit, that's Monday and Tuesday of the week that we're in Key West. That's May 20th and 21st. Okay. You can sign up and save $100 off of the summit ticket price, which will make the investment for you $550, which is a deal. Okay. You can use the code word hybrid, coupon code hybrid when you sign up. And you can find that link on my website, www.theallisonk.com, and just click the retreats on the homepage, and which will take you right to the Path to Profit page. Okay. If you are interested in staying for the VIP days, which I really highly would recommend, this is a chance for you to go more inward on you as a CEO and you as a business owner, and actually what you're offering in your business, and get some eyes on your work from all of us. Then you can save a 10% off of your investment, depending on which package you choose. We have two, and you can use the code word SUMMIT10. That's SUMMIT10. And you'll find all of that on the page for the Path to Profit Summit, which is on my website, www.theallisonk.com. If you've got any questions, please just send me a DM. You can reach out to me, find me on any of my socials, or you can connect with me on my website, www.theallisonk.com, and just hit connect and say, hey, Allison, I'm interested in the Path to Profit. Can you help me with a few questions? I'm happy to do that for you. If you'd like to share this episode with a friend or colleague, please just bookmark it, copy the link, and send it to them as a free gift from me. And again, as always, I'm happy to help you with that as well. If you just want to feel free to reach out and connect with me. Thank you so much for tuning in, for all of your support, for helping us become one of the top ranked podcasts in the world. I will be back next week with much more for you. That's what I got for you this week on the podcast, folks. We'll see you next time. Bye.